is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
And mybellinghamnow.com is, I need to fix that. But yeah, I'm back and feeling better. Thanks to Bill Davis for filling in for me at short notice on Thursday and Friday. Came down with a bug and was able to shake it off after a couple of days, a few days of rest. Actually, didn't really feel back to mostly normal until yesterday, but great to be back and hope you'll join us here on KGMI Connects with whatever is on your mind. And as always, lots of stuff going on. Now we got campus protests. We have zebras running wild. Pretty wild to see zebras running through your neighborhood, huh? But just about anything goes here on KGMI Connects. As always, 360-676-5464. And you can text us at that number as well. And talk about whatever is on your mind. I get our text page up here. And I really enjoyed having my daughter and a couple of her best friends on the radio program on Wednesday. And I don't blame them for me getting sick, but or blame my daughter, but she does bring stuff home. So a little bit, I guess I could blame I could send her way, but that's all right. We can get past that. But once again, hope you'll join us here on KGMI Connects, whatever is on your mind. And let's get going with our friend Jim in Seattle. You have thoughts on the Columbia protests and those on other campuses, Jim?
Yes, I just wanted to say I usually listen to the Dennis Prager show before. Today it was Julie Hartman filling in, and she said she went to Columbia University in New York.
Uh-huh.
And she was disappointing that Orthodox Jews, who are usually the most extreme, I believe, or one of the most extreme sects in Israel, are pro-Palestinian in some of these at the rallies, and they're also, she also says that they say that Israelis are Nazis. And
now these were some of the Jewish protesters.
Well, I'm saying this is Julie Hart. Julie Hartman.
That's what she said. The claim that she made.
Yes, and okay. She says that the Israelis are being portrayed as Nazis by some of these Jewish protesters, which would be courageous. Although I will add, trying not to be anti-Semitic, but you have to, you know, say the truth one way or the other. So that Michael Newman, I've quoted, he has an article, an essay in a book I have, The Politics of Anti-Semitism, about a counterpunch. He was quoting, I got to get my mind straight here. He said, I'm just forgetting. He said that the Jewish, the Zionists were actually racial supremacists. That's what he was saying. They are doing genocide and ethnic cleansing, according to many people. So I skipped down, and I will say that many Jews are honorable. Of course, I've mentioned Noam Chomsky, yeah. Norman Finkelstein. And so there are Jews that I found out that were at various protests that are supporting the Palestinians because going against Zionism, which is not anti-Semitism. It's anti-Jewish state that steals land and murders. And that's why I told you before that all the situation is always reduced to what happened on October 7th. And there's a whole history that went on, and it was very bad for the Palestinians. And so,
well, correct me if I'm wrong. Being a Zionist doesn't necessarily mean that you support the incursion on Palestinian territories, the West Bank or the Gaza Strip. You simply support the concept of Israel as a Jewish state, I believe.
But that's how they behave, though.
Well,
everyone should know that. That's
Israel, how
Israel was formed in 1948, and they did so by something called the Nakba, which I once asked, you know, your audience, how many people in America do you think know what the NACPA is, especially before October 7th? It was it's a catastrophe is the translation into Arabic. And it's when the Jewish settlers came in and they had a rather large scale displacement of Palestinians. They slaughtered some, tortured others, and pushed the rest, not all of the rest, of course, but they pushed them to the east into Jordan and into the West Bank. And so then in 1967, they took over the West Bank illegally. And they've been bulldozing homes and all that ever since.
Well, once again, I mean, they acquired those territories, control of those territories via victory in war. I think we have to be honest here. And I think you would agree that the Jewish people have suffered incredibly over, really since the dawn of time. And their history over the last century or so has really complicated this whole issue. And to boil it down to where Israel and Jewish people who support Israel are evil, I think is absolutely wrong, Jim. I'll just say.
I think you're right on the fact that they have been mistreated in the Holocaust. But once again, I should ask people to look up Norman Finkelstein, who wrote a book called Gaza, An Inquest into Martyrdom, and his family, his parents, some of them died in the Holocaust in Europe to the Nazis, and some of them escaped or lived through that. And he's very pro-Palestinian. He said he's had it with Israel, which doesn't mean in the old days, I mentioned on the back of the, or in the front part of the Politics of Anti-Semitism, there was a quote that said, Yigal Bronner, a Jew living in Israel, and Edward Said, who is an American-Palestinian, but he probably sympathize with the Palestinians, but they both nourished a vision of a day would come when they would live side by side in peace and I could add harmony, because it used to happen that way. Not before 1920, there were both groups that shared that land in called Judea. I guess it's called Palestine by some, Israel now. And they did get along reasonably well, but It's the same thing. What if the Native Americans, we call Indians here, what if they acquired some special weapon and start killing all of us or whatever, or allied with another Russia?
Okay.
Then what would our reaction be? We'd say, we of this generation did not cause your problems. It was back a long time ago. Now we wouldn't suffer that.
So I think that. Okay, Jim. Okay. But neither side in this conflict is without. Without blame and is innocent. You can't make that claim. You can't say that that Palestine, Hamas and before it the PLO has it has inflicted incredible carnage on Israel. And and at the same time, I would say that Israel has hardly operated, especially under Netanyahu, has hardly functioned as a partner in peace and work toward peace.
You've
had your say now, Jim.
Okay, thanks for letting me on, Joe.
Okay, and you're not going to let you go on and on about how evil. I mean, for goodness sake, I mean, we have to understand that both sides are at fault in this. And certainly Hamas sparked this latest war. And knew that Israel's, and I've said it many times, knew Israel's response would be this, would be very violent, and would be deadly to Palestinians. That's the history of every conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. Look at what, there are 1,200 roughly that number of Israelis who were killed in this incursion by Hamas. And now we're in the 35,000 of Palestinians who have lost their lives, at least by these counts we're hearing in Israel's invasion of Gaza, and that's how that's come down. But Hamas knew that this was going to be the response, and I guess like most any entity that launches a war against another state is to one degree or another is sacrificing their people to that conflict, knowing that that's going to happen. So neither side doesn't have blood on their hands. I think, it makes sense to protest in favor of a ceasefire. Yes. But, anti-Semitic chants, that sort of thing. Can't support that, but thanks for your call. Jim, let's go to, once again, our phone number, 360-676-5464. Whatever's on your mind, you can give us a call. Rob in Bellingham's on the line. Hi, Rob.
Yeah, hi, Joe. I guess Jim's had plenty of say. We probably could have taken five calls for one Jim, but regardless of that, I think this whole thing, I don't have a lot of problem with college protests if they're not violent. You know, we had them during the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of being in college. I think that when you start, spitting in people's face or confronting a Jewish student on campus, impeding their way to class, making them feel unsafe, that's where we cross the line. I think they cross the line at Columbia. And, when this happens, force must be applied. Police must be applied to clear that kind of thing. I mean, I really wouldn't care if students tented in the main campus if they left people alone, just had some signs up. But I think it seems to have gone beyond that, and we have kind of a freak show. And I think if you ask most of those students about the history of Palestine and Israel, they don't even know the history. They just free Palestine, from the river to the sea. They probably don't know what that means, which means eliminate all Israelis from the river to the Mediterranean Sea. Palestine for all. These things have meaning. This whole thing really started up with October 7th. I mean, it's been a long simmering problem. But let's face it, Hamas is supported probably by over 90% of the people in Gaza support Hamas. And unfortunately, they have to own what happened. And they went in there, raped and pillaged, and that was cheered by many people in Gaza. The barbarity that occurred, there still are hostages have been taken. And I think when you start taking hostages, you lose credibility. And when you don't free the hostages, you lose credibility, and some of the ones that have been released have been raped multiple times. I never saw any protests on campus after October 7th. Maybe I missed any, but I just don't remember any protests like we're seeing now. Maybe you caught some. I sure didn't.
Yeah, nothing like we're seeing now, no, by any means. But, I mean, I think you have to you don't have to admit anything, but but I would say that most I would think understand that the Palestinians have lived basically at the under the rule of Israel de facto. I mean, and Hamas has been one of the groups that has stood up for them, the Palestine
Liberation.
The successor to that, the one that Abbas runs, hasn't been. Hasn't really shown much strength, really. And Hamas, I guess, maybe to them shows some strength and some backbone. Because, I mean, quite frankly, the Palestinian people have lived in abject poverty for all these decades. And,
They have.
It's not just their fault.
Never said it would. But let's acknowledge that there are many Arabs or Palestinians from Gaza who have been crossing the border every day freely and getting and working in Israel and behaving themselves and being civil and taking home good pay. If you look at the Palestine, the amount of billions of dollars that poured in there to Mr. Abbas and his cronies that never got to the people. This is the same with Arafat. He got billions of dollars from the UN to help the people, to feed the people, never got it. And think of all the money that went into building those tunnels. That came from somewhere. That could have gone to help the Palestinian people, but it was to invade Israel and avenge and all that. That money could have gone to educate Palestinians and feed them. So there's a lot to be said there as to where all the aid for Palestine's gone. The sob story has gone on for years. The money flowed, and there's not a dime to show for it in benefiting the people. And where did that money go? I know that Arafat lived in luxury. Apart from the fact he was a pedophile, known pedophile, he lived in luxury. Abbas probably lives pretty well. So you're right. There's two sides to the story.
And well, and billions of aid has flown to Israel as well. And much of it has gone toward war-making material. And, that can't be denied either.
I agree. If Israel didn't have the war-making materials, we would have had a repeat of 1967, as you know, where the goal of all the countries around it was to destroy Israel and take all the land back. And the reason they lost the West Bank is because, as you said, they lost the war, and that was a consequence. And a lot of the fate of the Palestinians and losing the West Bank is fully to blame on the Saudi Arabians and the Jordanians and the Syrians that all ganged up and thought they had a shot.
But I don't think you can say that those on the Arab side are the only ones who don't want peace, because Yitzhak Rabin, the Prime Minister of Israel, who was reaching peace deals with Arafat, and he was assassinated by an Israeli, and so that's the thing is,
right,
those who promote peace don't tend to last very long in that region, unfortunately. But
I agree, but I can say that the billions went to Israel for military. I agree. Where did the billions go that went to Palestine?
All right.
I don't know.
All right, Rob. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Good to talk.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Be back with more. We got other folks on the line. Get to them and to you here on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
I look at the big picture. As a business owner, sometimes we get wrapped up on, I'm not going to lose money helping that customer. I'm not going to sit here and say that we satisfy everybody out in the community, but I can go to sleep happy every night knowing that we try really hard to satisfy as many people as we can. Knowing that the community has invested in us, when it comes time to invest in a customer, I have no problem. I have no problem saying, let's make it happen. I've had repairs that, big high tickets, and I see them the same as if it was $100. Because at the end of the day, they trusted us. They gave us an opportunity. And we just can't look at it like, we're going to lose money in this particular customer. Well, no. Let's take care of them. Let's make sure they're happy.
Find new roads at BellinghamChevy.com.
PNW Perks wants to help enhance your natural beauty with a gift certificate to Cucumber Skin Lounge. Their licensed estheticians and certified medical providers believe true beauty shines brightly from being comfortable in your own skin. Backed by their expertise, they're dedicated to guiding you on that journey and helping you understand your existing beauty as the foundation, then revealing your most radiant self. Book your complimentary consultation today to rejuvenate your personal glow with Cucumber Skin Lounge. Follow on Instagram at Cucumber Skin Lounge Official to gain access to exclusive skincare tips and updates. Venture into the world of self-love and skincare at Cucumber Skin Lounge, located in Bellingham's Bakerview Square, Bellevue, Seattle, and online at CucumberSkinLounge.com. That's cucumber spelled with a K. Thursday at 8 a.m., get a $200 gift certificate to Cucumber Skin Lounge for just $100 only at PNWPerks.com. That's PNWPerks.com this Thursday at 8 a.m. with Cucumber Skin Lounge.
Business owners, you have job openings? We have HireMeWa.com. HireMeWa.com is Cascade Radio Group's hyper-local job board. It's free and easy to use. Upload your available job listings today. Job seekers can post resumes, too. HireMeWa.com is available 24 hours a day. Check back frequently. New job listings added regularly. HireMeWa.com. Business owners, post your job openings for free right now at HireMeWa.com. That's HireMeWa.com. HireMeWa.com is a service of Cascade Radio Group and this station.
You've got questions about your car or truck, and we have answers on KGMI's In the Shop. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Kirk from Angler Automotive are here to help. And we have a great new way for you to get your questions or comments to them. Email them to intheshop@kgmi.com. Then listen each Saturday at 9 a.m. or check out the podcast at mybellinghamnow.com. Once again, that's intheshop@kgmi.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us here on this Monday afternoon, and let's go to Michelle in Bellingham. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
No, thank you.
I was a little bit concerned about you. You rarely miss 2 days due to illness.
I know. I don't get sick very often, but yeah.
I've heard you for over 20 years, and I can tell you that's the truth. Anyway, it was delightful to hear your daughter and the two friends, how well-spoken they are, especially because they're, you know, high school sophomores, and that was a true delight. You did yourself proud there.
Oh, thank you.
And
I'm very proud of them, too, yeah.
You should be, and your daughter's probably well-spoken, maybe in a little part because you've had a little thing to do with it. Anyway, I just want to say, first of all, that at the top of the hour, the major news broadcast on KGMI did talk about Israel offering Hamas a ceasefire of several weeks, and this was confirmed by Secretary of State Blinken, who's over there. And Israel wants 33 hostages. I suspect they may not have that. They're wondering if that many are alive. But anyway, they want 33 hostages in exchange for at least hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and a several weeks of ceasefire. I'm not sure about how many, but they said several weeks. All I can say is if Hamas turns this down, then every protester in America has to be aware of the fact that if they are pro-Hamas, they are definitely anti-America as well as anti-Israel. And I want to talk lastly about the difference between the Vietnam War protests and these current protests. First of all, I led some marches, or helped lead, I guess is the proper term, some marches against the Vietnam War in the late 60s, maybe into 1970 after the invasion of Cambodia. And the reason I did it was because, first of all, I made darn sure I was considered, you know, an incredibly bitchy woman, bitchiest, excuse my language, but I was considered to be the toughest broad in the school, in the college. And I made sure that the protests were peaceful. I called the police if they weren't. I made sure the college security knew about it. We got permits for every one of them. I'm not saying they were perfect, but they were pretty good and almost entirely peaceful. Now, there were other protests around America that were not peaceful. I'll grant you that. Now, on the other hand, the other thing is the Vietnam War protests were protesting. And incidentally, you made some great perceptive comments to the first two callers. But the Vietnam War protests had nothing to do with the likes of today's protests, because the war in Vietnam, and even my father, a famous military man who, you know, served in great distinction in World War II, marched with me. And the reason is because he had come to the conclusion that I was 100% correct, that the war was a total waste of lives and money and everything else, that we had no business being over there, that the communists were going to overwhelm the South Vietnamese no matter what we did, unless we had nuclear war started, which we didn't want. And so all I can say is that the Vietnam War was a total 58,000 American soldiers, mostly men, almost all men, died in that war. And I hate to say it, but I've always felt, you know, they didn't die for the same cause that they did in World War II. Now, here's the deal. I asked several ROTC, Reserve Officer Training Corps students, who were, you know, going to the Army after graduation. Right. I asked them if they were bothered by the protests, and almost all of them, I think I asked maybe two or three dozen, almost all of them said, no, we're not bothered, because you're not protesting the existence of the military. You're just protesting the mission. Well, to be honest, we don't like the mission either. And most of them acknowledge that they did not want to serve in Vietnam, but they wanted military careers, and therefore they felt they might have. You go where you're sent. And The other thing I was going to say is today, Hamas, in today's protests, now granted, I'm not saying that Israel has been 100% pure as a driven snow, but every single death in this war ultimately can be laid at the feet of Hamas, because they started it with the most horrible rape, torture scenario imaginable. 1,200 Israeli civilians died. Over 250 were taken hostage. It caused is the worst attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust. And all I can say is that I knew that if Hamas cared about the Palestinians and the people in Gaza, if they really did, they would have never started that war because, as you said a few minutes ago, they knew darn well that Israel would react this way.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hamas is at fault for everything.
Right.
Israel has, and I'm not Jewish, but I will say this, Israel has a wonderful civilization, not perfect, and I do disagree with some of the settlements, but they have a wonderful civilization. They have a terrific, they're brilliant people, they're ambitious, they're hardworking, and all I can say is that I can't say the same thing of the death cult that is Hamas.
Okay.
And so that's, that's what I have to say. And thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate your thoughts. Quick break, and we'll be back with more. We got Rich on the line, and hopefully hear from you, too. Whatever's on your mind, it doesn't have to have anything to do with Israel but or Hamas, but we'll definitely take your calls on that. And anything goes. 360-676-5464. Back in a moment.
This is Steve Berger, lead counselor and director of Contact Counseling Recovery Services. Despite being a fourth-generation Whatcom County resident from a solid, established family, when I was struggling with alcohol and drug addiction, my family didn't know where to turn to help. By the grace of God and a recovery program, I was able to get sober and have devoted the last 34 years of my life helping others find recovery from addiction. If you or a family member is struggling with substance abuse, please contact us at 360-671-3277 or contactcounseling.com.
Don't put your family in bad field position if something happens to you. This is Phil George, estate planning attorney and host of the Aging Hour every Saturday at 1 p.m. over on KGMI. A good game plan can help you avoid paying extravagant estate taxes or becoming a burden on your loved ones. Let the folks at Safe Harbor Legal show you how to set your team up for success. Contact us today by visiting our website at safeharborlegal.com or by calling us at 360-746-7169. That's 360-746-7169.
Get informed and inspired with Saturday Morning Live on KGMI. Join a group of knowledgeable hosts as they present a variety of guests and viewpoints on issues important to our area and to you and your family. Sponsored by Asset Advisors LLC, each Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
That we are here on this sunny and a few clouds here on this Monday afternoon. Great to have you with us. Let's go to Rich in Ferndale. Hi, Rich.
How's Joe today?
I'm doing much better.
That's good. You must have had a cold. Everyone's had it recently.
Yeah, it was a cold. You know, I tested myself for COVID. Wasn't that. This was a bad,
no, I know. It's
really nasty cold. Yeah.
Yeah, this Israel-Hamas thing, you know, it took a long time for Hamas to get those tunnels dug and get set up to do this. Now, I was wondering, it's been 15 years since Israel let Gaza do whatever it wants, right? They've been self-governing. They have their own rules and law and police and everything. Is that correct?
Yeah, what about that? It was Ariel Sharon that withdrew Israel from Gaza before it had a presence there, and he decided to step back and just allow it to be this, self-governed.
Autonomous zone, sort of. So if that would have never happened and Israel maintained control over Gaza the same as every other place in Israel, would Hamas been able to do what they did on October 7th? Was this the epic failure of letting these people go rogue for 15 years and they elect a terrorist group that ultimately puts a war on, instigates a war? So that's why I believe two-state solution will never work, because they effectively had their own state for 15 years, and look what they did with it. They lived to make war. They dug the tunnels, did all this stuff over a number of years, and then let's just attack. And now Israel's not going to back down, and neither are they. And it's toxic. It's basically a war of religion.
Yeah, but so you know, but Israel does have direct control over Gaza. I mean, even though it wasn't engaged, I mean, as I understand, most of Gaza's power, for instance, comes from Israel, and you know, I mean, just energy,
right.
And you know, a lot of it's just basic survival. You know, it's food, it's and medicine, these types of things.
Well, it is now. But they should have never let this happen by letting go of Gaza 15 years ago. This would have not happened. There's no way, if it was a normal city like the rest of the cities in Israel, that this would have happened.
That was the decision by the Jewish leadership at the time, or the Israeli leadership at the time, was that this would be a better way to go. Yeah. So
this will be great. They'll be happy. And, well, here we are.
All right, Rich. All right.
Have a good day, Joe.
You too. Thanks. Let's go to Andrew over down in Anacortes, I guess, down from us. But good to talk to you, Andrew.
Hey, Joe. Talked to you before. I was telling you about the heliosphere.
Yeah, okay.
Today I'm going to talk about H3O2.
H3O2.
There's a scientist named Gerald Polak at the University of Washington. He has tenure, and he's discovered a fourth phase of water. So when water is placed next to hydrophilic material, it organizes itself into a highly organized state known as H3O2. And the interesting thing about this is when they've extracted the H3O2 and put it in a beaker and then put a tube made of hydrophilic material, the H3O2 will migrate through the tube.
Now,
so it's these are very interesting aspects about water that we haven't been able to uncover. And I think these are going to be huge new explanations for all kinds of things, maybe like blood, how all different things operate, like clouds and so many other things that are connected to this observation. And it's been proven. These guys aren't idiots. The men in black haven't taken them away yet.
Okay. So now, H3O2, is this three hydrogen atoms?
Yes,
two oxygen atoms combined.
Yeah, it's water. The water actually becomes more dense, and because it's organized and it's tighter, so therefore it's dense, right, and heavier. So, anyhow, I'm not a scientist. So
now, is that heavy? Is that what's known as heavy water, or is that something different?
No, that's something different.
Okay,
and I'm out of my league there.
Heavy water, I think, is radioactive, isn't it?
I think you're right.
H3O2.
Hey, I just wanted to share something positive with you,
and
hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, I'll have to look that up. I haven't heard of H3O2. It's interesting. And
what do you think of the heliosphere?
Well, that's intriguing as well, yeah. Now, who was the professor at the UW who published about this?
Gerald Polak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gerald Polak.
Yep,
Polak? Okay.
Polak. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Take
All
it
right.
easy.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it. All right. Let's 360-676-5464. Greg in Deming is on the line. Hey, Greg.
Hey, mine's totally off the wall from what you're talking about.
That's all right.
I just want people to know, because I've seen this happen, that when you go to a restaurant, you know, and they have one of those little dishes with pennies in it for people,
but
it's not there for people to totally scoop all the money out to help pay their bill. That's to help people with a penny or two.
Yeah. All right.
So I've seen somebody do that at a restaurant we frequent, and it's just kind of like, and I thought, I can call KGMI and spout off about this. So
they just take all the pennies out of there?
They take everything out of there and just use it to pay their bill. Instead
wow.
of, you know, leaving it for everybody else to have a penny or two or a dime or a quarter, you know, if you're short a little bit.
Exactly.
Or you don't want to break a dollar. They just help themselves to the whole pile.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
yeah,
good to get
so
the word out.
I just wanted to spout off. Yes, I appreciate that.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate your call.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Take care. Take what you need and leave the rest. You know, you should never have taken the very best. Quick break. Back with more. We got time to take your call. 360-676-5464. Whatever's on your mind.
You know those friends who say, stop by anytime, and you're like, you don't really mean that. Well, unlike those friends, Dewey Griffin Subaru's Express Certified Subaru Tire and Service Center means it. They're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays. Stop by anytime you need an oil change or any other minor maintenance, and they'll take care of you. No appointment necessary, and you'll get a free car wash with your service. Dewey Griffin Subaru. Community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru Certified Tire and Service Center in Whatcom County.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have four keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all four every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you can win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhaus of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, 90% of new car buyers want the tried-and-true AM-FM radio option.
Gadgets are great, but when you're behind the wheel, you just want that local connection that you can't get from online apps.
Local radio is dependable and free, with no subscription or cellular data required, and no fumbling with a separate device.
Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM radio stations like KGMI, and how you want AM included in your next new car.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
Great to have you with us here on KGMI Connects. Let's go right back to the phones. Teresa in Blaine joins us. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I want to put this up in the universe so somebody can hear it.
Okay. All right, good.
What we need is a low-sodium restaurant. You know how many of us poor people like myself, I'm on a very low-sodium diet. I cook most of my food homemade. But when you go to the restaurants, there's no, you know, there's not much of a selection for us folks that are low-sodium. Like, there's a salad, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you go online, I order olives for 40 milligrams instead of 140. You can get ketchup for 5 milligrams instead of 160. I mean, think about that. It's like it's all out there. I want to open up a low, or at least have a menu that, you know, it has like a selection of, you know, low sodium to no salt. But the people with heart conditions and things like that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? I mean, so much of us, so many people would probably love to go out to eat.
Yeah. But that makes sense.
Nothing for them,
and
right?
You don't really have any idea how much salt is in the food that you're being served.
Yeah. I mean, I've even made homemade ranch. I've made a homemade teriyaki sauce. You name it. I've made everything homemade. Where I make a pizza, a gorgeous pizza. Looks like it comes from a restaurant. So instead of a teaspoon and a half of salt, I use a half a teaspoon in the dough. I mean, that's the only time I really use some salt was in the dough. So you're getting what's in the cheese. I mean, if I really want to go low, I can go 10 milligrams of like tomato paste and make my own sauce. But I just try to get the lowest, like I found a jar of marinara sauce for 140. I thought that was pretty exciting. that was pretty low. But yeah, there you go. I mean, I put my low sodium olives on there and my veggies, and I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it's a lot of work, but I do it. I'm happy to do it. But it'd be nice to. The restaurants will offer something.
Yeah, they have like, you know, usually have like a low-fat menu or options on the menu, maybe something like that. And
yeah.
I've never run a restaurant, so I don't know what the challenges are. I have to tell you a funny story.
Yeah.
My mom was a career a hospital pharmacist, this was years ago. She told me this story about a doctor that worked at the hospital she worked at. Who accepted an opportunity to go on a cruise if he worked as the doctor on the cruise. And so he said, this is pretty, you know, this sounds like a pretty good deal. You know, what can go wrong on a cruise ship? And he said, all these people on the cruise were just, you know, gorging themselves on all this cruise food, which is delicious, but probably not the healthiest stuff for you. And he said they all had their sodium levels, they were having all sorts of spells.
Imagine.
And he said, I spent the whole time taking care of all these folks, or many of them.
Oh, no, it's like swelled up and everything else.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I can't. I got to stay away from it for this car condition.
Well, like you say, like high blood pressure and everything, yeah.
Even if they just had a menu, if not someone just opened up like a low sodium hut. Call us a low sodium hut.
All right, there you go.
And they would be amazed how many people would probably, all the nice seniors and people with conditions, show up and and be able to enjoy themselves.
Very good.
Have a burger, right?
Thanks, Teresa.
Even in a Subway sandwich, 300 milligrams in just a bread.
Yeah, I know.
So sometimes I bring my own with cheese, and I'll eat a veggie one, first thing the lunch meat's loaded with it. Okay, thank you so much for hearing me little shout-out and rant there.
You bet. Thanks for calling and letting people know. I think you get the word out there.
Yeah, maybe we'll get it out there.
Exactly.
If someone will hear it and want to open it or do it, yeah, right?
Exactly. Thanks, Teresa. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Let's see. Robert in Linden's on the line. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. Very good.
Hey, I heard a couple of people today mention when the problem started in between Israel and Hamas. Some people say October 7th, you know, or 1948. But the first recorded act of aggression is in the Bible. It's in Exodus 23:30. It says, I will drive them out from before thee until you increase and inherit the land. That's the first act of aggression there, and it's been tit for tat ever since.
Hmm.
This is in the time of Moses.
Wow.
This is a religious war. They last for centuries. There's no good guys, just dead people.
Yeah.
Also, there's people mentioned the demonstrations and comparing it to demonstrations in the Vietnam era.
Mm-hmm.
And this relates to the casualties and ordinary citizens being killed. Well, you know, there's been, someone mentioned it's 50,000 Americans were killed over there.
Uh-huh.
And the estimates of number of Vietnamese killed is 3 million.
Yeah.
You know, the Vietnam Wall is it's 10 feet tall and 492 feet long. The same wall for the Vietnamese killed is 100 feet high, 2,600 feet long. Most of them are citizens.
Yeah.
That's the nature of war, and that's what's going on.
All right. Okay, Robert, thanks for your call.
Yes, sir.
It's definitely sobering for sure. We'll take a quick break. And once again, that was Vietnam, obviously, was a conflict we were directly involved in. And we are allies of Israel. But we don't ultimately control what Israel will do. And that throws a extra wrinkle into this whole thing. But we'll take a quick break and be back with more. And we want to hear from you. We'll have time to take your call on KGMI Connects 360-676-5464.
Most people don't really know an HVAC company until things go wrong, and we're trying to kind of prevent that. We want people in town to know about us and us know about them so that we can actually manage their systems before it fails. We want to make sure that we have a very well-designed team, effort, approach. I want to be in the other person's shoes, and I'm going to talk to them as if I'm in their shoes. Like, hey, this is what I would do. This is what we don't want to do and why. That's a big deal to us, because the more you know, the more you can be prepared to make decisions that make sense for you. So the Mars Advantage Plan is, in fact, our organized approach to make sure that we're in homes once a year. We know when we're coming. Customers can know when they expect us. And the whole goal is better maintained equipment means less emergencies.
The Mars Advantage Plan. Annual maintenance on your heating and cooling system starting at $149. For out-of-this-world service, call Mars today.
Do you own a successful company, or do you have a favorite business you want to celebrate? Business Pulse Magazine's annual list of top 100 private companies in Whatcom County is coming soon. To be considered, just go to WhatcomBusinessAlliance.com and complete the brief survey. Whatcom County's top 100 companies will appear in the 2024 July-August issue of Business Pulse Magazine. Make the list. Go to WhatcomBusinessAlliance.com and take the survey by June 7th.
Staying connected with your community each Saturday at noon with KGMI's Community Connection as local business leaders share their expert advice. Sponsored by
Lighthouse Mission Ministries, Dewey Griffin Subaru, Feller Heating and Air Conditioning, Contact Counseling, and Guided Solutions.
Community Connection, Saturdays at noon on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and streaming live at MyBellinghamNow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Now we go right back to the phones. Michael in Linden joins us. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Joe. How are you today?
Very good. Very good.
You know, I think that we should just defund war is what I think we should do. Because the top 10 recipients of United States foreign aid are all at war right now. It's Ukraine, Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Niger, Sudan, and a couple of other places that I can't remember. But all of these places are currently having conflict or civil war because, again, it's taxpayer-funded and U.S. government-sponsored. It really is.
You think all these the source or the reason for these functions can all be traced back to the United States?
Well, because we are funding them. You know, we are funding the war in Israel. We are funding the war in Ukraine, much like we funded the war in Afghanistan for 20 years. And if you remember correctly, what was the Afghan Ghost Army? Do you remember what the Afghan Ghost Army was?
The Afghan, you're talking about during the Soviet occupation?
No. During the Soviet occupation, remember, we called those people our allies and our friends.
Right.
And we gave them Stinger pistols.
Yeah,
we gave them hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid.
Because, yeah, Russia was, the Soviet Union was our enemy, right? And
right. And so then we funded these people, and then suddenly they became our enemies using our weapons against us, right?
The concept of proxy wars, didn't die with the end of the Cold War. True.
But do you remember what the Afghan Ghost Army was?
No, I have to admit I don't.
Okay, so the Afghan Ghost Army, during Obama, when he ran for president, he promised that he was going to close Gitmo on his first day. He promised that he was going to repeal the Patriot Act. And Obama also promised that he would end the Afghan war. That was why he was elected, Joe.
Well, when he ran in 2008, he promised to escalate and to increase troop levels in the Afghan theater, and which he did. He with the intention of ending the conflict, but obviously didn't work out that way. But he
Gitmo
didn't say
was
he was
closed on his first day. Gitmo was never closed on his first day.
Right, because it wasn't Obama's fault. It was because every attempt that was made was blocked.
Hear me out.
Okay, all right.
Hear me out.
All right.
And the Patriot Act was never repealed.
Right.
Instead, Obama actually expanded the surveillance state of these agencies to also include being able to spy on Americans. That's a whole other conversation.
Okay.
But in regards to Afghanistan, this war continued on for 20 years.
Right.
Eight of those years were under the Obama administration. And during that time, Democrats voted that Afghan soldiers would receive the same amount of pay as United States soldiers.
Okay. All right. So it's all right, Michael. I think I get your gist that it this was. Okay, another slam of the Democratic Party. I want to give Majid a chance here. He's been calling and hanging up, so I want to give him the chance to chime in before we run out of time. But Majid, go ahead. What's on your mind?
How are you feeling today? How are you feeling, Joe?
I'm doing much better. I'm doing much better.
That's more. That's the most important part of this program.
Oh, I don't know about that, but thanks.
Yes, it is.
Appreciate your concern.
If anybody says otherwise, tell them to talk to me.
Okay.
You're the best part of this program.
Oh, you're very kind, Majid. And, yes. And I would say it's the callers like you.
Not always, though. But anyhow, I'm glad you're feeling better today.
Thanks.
And I hope you always feel better than today.
All right. Well, what's on your mind today?
Oh, you know, let's talk about enemies. Who else was a United States enemy in late 80s and 90s?
Who,
it was Saddam Hussein.
Right. Who okay. had before that had been an ally of the United States.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because every time we help somebody, guess what? They turn around and stab us in the back.
Well... Yeah, and we helped Noriega. He was our he was in Panama. He was our ally for a while until he wasn't.
Yeah, we spent $30 billion to bring him here.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Noriega. Yeah, and we did the same with Saddam. We got him, and he got what he deserved because he killed about 3 million people.
Yeah, he was.
Remember?
Sure. Yeah, he was
all the Kurdish,
a bad actor.
Iranian, both on both sides, Iran and Kurdistan.
So,
and I'm very sad about that, you know, because I still remember. Yes, they wouldn't let my father come to United States for his chemotherapy. Right, my father was a good surgeon. You know that. So we talked about that, and they wouldn't let him come here. He had to come here for chemotherapy. They wouldn't. So they said, you have to go to the front and teach other doctors. They set up MASH unit, they call it. Mobilized hospital.
Now, was this during the Iran-Iraq war?
Yes.
Okay.
Right by the border. And my dad had cancer. They put him on a wheelchair and push him there. Used to teach, just like MASH. Every time I watch MASH, I cry.
Uh-huh.
You know, even though it was funny, they made it in a nice, funny ways, but it happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happened with Vietnam. Same thing happened in Korea.
Yeah.
You know, but anyhow, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you, Majid.
And I hope to talk to you again
another day. You bet. Absolutely. We'll do it for sure. And, and I guess... What Michael before Majid said about defunding war, is it possible? Is it something that we could do? Obviously, we fund our own war machine to greater than any other country on the planet, and we call it the Defense Department. It used to be the Department of War back in the day, is that what we should be doing? Spending that kind of treasure on war making, and it's debatable whether or not supplying weapons and the ability to make war to these different regimes around the world that would give rise to some of these conflicts, or the thought in their heads that we've got the strength, we can do this. But obviously in the case of Ukraine, they weren't the aggressors in this. But just throwing that in there as we run out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. KGMI Connects.
The voice of Northwest Washington for over 90 years. KGMI and KISM HD2 Bellingham.
From the West Mechanical Studio.